are you hoping to get out of the second preseason game?
Just to see everybody keep going strong, you know, something that Coach Bo said and a lot of the leaders on the team has been saying, you know, it was just one preseason game and it was only 7-3. So, you know, we definitely still have a lot of room for improvement. We don't want anybody to, you know, start getting comfortable or anything like that. We just got to keep pushing.
Whose idea was it to condition on the sidelines?
That was Steve McLennan's idea, actually. 10-year vet now. He knows all the tricks and stuff like that to stay in shape. And while when we were done, you know, he just encouraged us to keep running on TV timeouts.
Steve, you guys are pretty deep into camp. How difficult is it to kind of stay focused and have good practices each day as this drags on?
I wouldn't say it's difficult, but it definitely takes a little more focus because, you know, when we first come out here in pads, everybody's excited, like, oh, first day of pads, you know, we finally get the hit. And now when you get to this point, it's almost like we're doing, like, the same thing every day. So you really have to, you know, what I do is I try to set an intention every day on what I should focus on, what I should get better at. And, you know, before I go to sleep, I tell myself, you know, did I complete that goal, you know, or something like that. So I think that's something that we should all be doing, trying to find something that we can improve on every day.
Steve's talked a lot about how passionate he is about football. As a defensive lineman and defense, how much do you guys feed off his passion?
I mean, so much. You know, he comes from a great program, and, you know, he's a great guy. He's a great leader. He has a crazy work ethic. He's staying after practice. He's there right now, actually, working out. And he's just always doing extra stuff, you know, and, you know, it shows up on field. It shows up on the tape, and, you know, we see that he's always technique. You know, sometimes we'll try to get away with just our athleticism where he's just constantly playing technique. And, you know, that's something I try to watch as a younger guy. You know, even though I'm going into my third year, I'm still a younger guy compared to him, and I try to learn from him a lot.
I'm hoping you won't mind a non-Jets question, but just as the ongoing issue goes on with Ezekiel Elliott and a little bit back and forth, I'm just curious, like, how aware do you stay of, like, the personal conduct policy? Is it ever discussed among players? Is it something that comes up early in camp? Like, how do you talk about kind of your knowledge of that?
And I mean, I think really even, you know, without that specific one that you just brought up, you know, we all know that, you know, how to be smart, how to protect ourselves, how to protect our teammates, and, you know, everybody in our organization and stuff like that. So, you know, you obviously don't want to put yourself in any predicament to, you know, get in trouble or ruin your reputation or the Jets' reputation, you know. So, I mean, I don't really think about it, though, just because, you know, I'm a pretty focused person. I usually just play football and go home and hang out, so I don't really know.
Do you remember kind of as your rookie being educated in it? Like, is it something that the league did or your team did? Do you remember how you got educated in it?
Well, I know here specifically we have player development coaches where we would have mandatory meetings with the rookies, and they would go over everything like 401K, you know, agents, financial advisors, like all that type of stuff, you know, even what you just brought up. Yeah, personal conduct type of stuff. And, but like, even without that, you know, if you're a football player, you see it on TV, you see guys getting in trouble, you see stuff happening all the time. So we're obviously aware of it, and, you know, we don't want to be on that light. So we just try to be as smart as we can.
How do you feel physically at this point at camp? And is it a little reward when you guys are able to take the pads off second half of practice today?
Yeah, I mean, as little as that was, that was a huge reward for us. You know, taking the pads off and being able to slow it down physically, but, you know, pick it up more mentally. And, you know, for our bodies, we need that right now. You know, I'm trying to get in the ice bath as much as possible, and I'm trying to take care of myself. But, you know, even with everything I'm trying to do, is, you know, the camp is pretty taxing on your body.
So that wasn't planned.
What's that?
Taking the pads off, that wasn't planned? You guys knew that was going to happen?
I'm not sure if it was originally planned, but I think Coach could tell that a lot of the older guys were hurting and sore and, you know, not going as fast as we could be just because our legs are a little tired. And, you know, I think he just made a coaching decision and told us to do that.
Are you happy with the intensity? Because to this point, this has been a very physical camp. I mean, this is your 13th camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been very physical. I mean, we've been in pads ever since we started in pads. And, you know, I personally love it because, you know, by the time we get to a game, we're so ready. You know, it's like we're used to that physicality. We're used to, you know, even our secondary guys are coming down hitting and stuff like that. And, you know, I love to see that as a defense. Everybody's wrapping up. We're not just tagging off. And, you know, this game is a physical sport, so you have to be physical.
It's weird. Mo seems to be more vocal this year. We've seen him call the team together a couple of times.
Yeah.
Sloppy.
Have you noticed that, and what do you think of kind of, you know, ascending to that role?
Yeah, I have noticed that, and I love it. You know, we talk to each other sometimes, and we're like, you know, if we see something happening, let's bring it up together and let's do stuff. And, you know, he's definitely been being a great leader. He's been stepping up and, you know, helping out the team and making sure everybody's staying focused, making sure everybody's staying on the right direction. And, you know, he's catching the little things when it happens and stopping it before it continues. And I think that's the most important part, is not waiting for it to get too bad to where we have to say something, but, you know, nipping something in the bud as soon as it starts.
Somebody break the bell today, Leonard, in the bell drill?
Looked like they're... Oh, yeah, Big Mike. Yeah. He had a pretty good pass rush, and he, like, tried to dunk the thing in a brook. So it was pretty funny.
With the national anthem protests happening later now, Marshawn Lynch and Michael Bennett, have you guys discussed it at all amongst yourselves as teammates?
Not at all. I mean, we haven't talked about it in the team. We haven't talked about it in the locker room. You know, we're just talking about, you know, the next game coming up. And we talk about what happens out here on the field. We talk about what happens in the meeting rooms and, you know, everything in this organization. But, I mean, obviously we talk about other stuff, but, I mean, that hasn't come up at all.
How would you personally feel if one of your teammates protested?
How would I feel?
Yeah.
I mean, I would obviously support them. You know, everybody has a you know, freedom of speech and, you know, the rights to do what they want to do. But, you know, at the same time, I would try to tell them to stay focused on us, you know.